Number 36. The Con Artist. They believed that the conception of ideas was a magical event. Their studio was in a condominium in a district that condoned the eccentricities of artists. There was a local confederacy of artists that hoped to concentrate their skills in a concerted attempt to concoct a new type of art. The continuity that they hoped to create would create concord between nations and end war. They dreamt of conciliating warring nations with concertos and poems speaking in concise couplets of friendship and love. They conferred in a conclave that their logo would consist of concentric circles. They concurred that this would symbolize the shared beginnings of mankind. They believed they had a conclusive argument condemning the folly of man. They thought that they had concrete plans that would create concourse between enemies. There would be concordats and concessions, and harmony would be achieved. Their creations would be conducive to the greater good, and the conduct of humanity would actually become humane. But their confidence in their confidential plans was about to be left with a severe concussion. One of their confidants had concurrent plans. He had been lured into confessing the plan to a greedier group of people who relied on discord to line their collective pockets. They spoke to the man in condescending and conciliatory tones of the concomitant repercussions that peace would bring. They spoke of peace being like a confection that at first tastes heavenly, but after too much leaves you wanting more bitter condiments. They persuaded the man that the artist's plans were ridiculous, and he would condescend himself by following them. They behaved like condors waiting for the man's will to fade. Eventually, the man gave in and was promised riches beyond his dreams if he could sabotage the art project. As the plotting condensed, the man began drinking to condole himself. The raging hangovers acted as a condign punishment for his treason. He wished he could confide in one of his fellow artists, but was too ashamed. His artwork seemed to be goading him, a three-dimensional water flow sculpture consisting of a large conduit pouring water over a tall cone. Each morning it stood there, accusing him of treachery. He thought of the conferences that had oozed with hope and cried. He knew it was too late. The plan had been foiled because of his greed. He bowed his head in shame and left the collective.